This is Suno India Production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
In March 2024, the Indian Meteorological Department or IMD predicted a hot summer this year, with above normal temperatures and an above normal number of heatwave days from March to May. On 5th March 2024, the World Meteorological Organization or WMO, a specialized agency of the United Nations, said in a media release that 2023 and 24 El Nino, one of the five strongest on record, has peaked and is gradually weakening, but it will continue to impact climate around the world in the coming months. We are playing an episode from last year where I explained what El Nino is, what impact it causes, and what is its relation to climate change.
Big news coming down this Thursday from NOAA, and they've stated that La Nina, that's been dominant for the last 3 years, is no more. We've begun to enter a transitioning phase where the cooler equatorial Pacific waters off the coast of South America, which is La Nina conditions, are slowly being replaced by warmer than normal sea surface temperatures there.
On warm sunny days, I remember coming back from school on my bicycle. Today, when I think of riding a bicycle on a summer afternoon, it seems impossible. What has changed? Yes, summers have become more harsh. But why? And what is so hot about this summer season? That's the question we are asking today. It is that time of the year, winters have gone, and we all are gearing up to beat the heat in the coming months. All of us have started talking about heat waves. You Google it maybe, there is a term being repeatedly talked about in all discussions around heat waves in the upcoming months. That term is El Nino. So what is El Nino event all about? Hi, I'm Sneha Richaria, your host for this episode of the Climate Emergency Podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about El Nino. Why you might hear it more often now, what is the impact it is likely to cause in India and across the world, what is its relation to climate change. It is likely to push global average temperatures well above 1.5 degrees Celsius, which will increase the risk of droughts, floods, and extreme heat waves. It will also increase the risk of food and water insecurity and poverty for millions of people worldwide. This sounds scary. Think of the Pacific Ocean, which covers one third of the Earth, as a bathtub of cold water. Now imagine a hot water tap and a fan beside it. If we let the tap run and turn on the fan, the breeze will blow a stream of water from the tap to the other side of the tub. In normal conditions, this is how winds push heat from South America, or let's call it Chile side, to Asia, the Australian side. But during an El Nino, changes in heat and pressure stops and slows down the fan from blowing. The fan in this analogy would be the trade winds. Trade winds flow towards the equator from the northeast in the northern hemisphere or from the southeast in the southern hemisphere. So as the trade winds slow down, hot water sloshes back towards the eastern side of the Pacific Ocean towards South America, touching Chile, leaving more warm water in the middle of the ocean or near South America. That makes it more likely to evaporate and form rain clouds in places they are not normally expected. In this case, the South American countries of Peru, Chile, Bolivia, and Ecuador, etc. On the Australian side, however, cold water stays accumulated, which does not evaporate, causing no precipitation. Hence, during an El Nino, the western part of the Pacific Ocean, which means the Southeast Asia, witnesses droughts and extreme heat waves. This is precisely what is predicted. El Nino and La Nina are names for complex wind and temperature patterns in the Pacific Ocean. The winds in the ocean can take one of the three phases. One is neutral, where they blow east to west. Another is El Nino, where they slow down or even stop. And then there is La Nina, where they blow stronger. During La Nina, these trade winds blow faster. This causes effects just opposite to what is seen during an El Nino. That is, the South American side witnesses extreme cold and the Asian side witnesses excessive rainfall causing floods and so on. The last El Nino was seen in 2016. Usually, both El Nino and La Nina occur periodically, typically lasting 9 to 12 months but can sometimes last for years. El Nino and La Nina are natural phenomena. Scientists are yet to understand what causes them, but they know that they have always varied. Simply put, El Nino is a warm phase while La Nina is a cold one. Since 2020, we have seen La Nina repeating for the third time. Due to climate change, the current La Nina, which was supposed to keep the planet relatively cool, did not do so. 2022 ranks as the fifth hottest year on record, and World Meteorological Organization confirmed past 8 years to be the 8th warmest on record. Now, the point of concern is that if we witnessed warm weather conditions during La Nina in the past years, what is going to happen with the return of El Nino? That is exactly what experts fear happening in the year 2023. However, the impact will only become clear until May, experts believe. Such a shift after this prolonged La Nina would make heat waves hotter and disrupt weather patterns across the world. Scientists have long struggled to work out what role global warming plays. Now you might ask, does climate change cause El Nino? The answer is not so simple. Scientists know that El Nino contributes to an increase in global temperatures. But do rising global and ocean temperatures in turn intensify El Nino? The science here is still developing. Scientists are able to detect an El Nino event and its effects on the climate through a variety of technological and natural sciences. One of these natural sciences is dendrochronology, or the study of tree rings. Dendrochronologists study the rings of a tree in order to understand climatic conditions during specific time periods. Thin rings often indicate drier seasons, while fatter rings indicate rainy seasons. Depending on where the tree is, scientists can see past El Nino events in trees that exhibit signs of much rainier or drier seasons than normal. A 2014 study suggests that super El Nino events could double in future due to climate change. But some scientists question its conclusions because observational evidence of El Nino only goes back to a few decades, whereas scientists know that there is a great deal of natural variation in El Nino events over long periods of time. Other climate models differ in their assessment of future El Nino events. Some suggest that El Nino cycles will become more intense, others say it will weaken. If El Nino returns in 2023, global average temperatures could pass 1.5 degrees Celsius. If we pass the crucial 1.5 degree climate threshold, we will see increase in extreme heat waves. This means that the 1.5 degrees Celsius of increase in the overall temperature of the Earth would lead to destruction of 70 to 90% of coral reefs. This is why allowing the planet to heat beyond that could be disastrous for nature and humanity. Now you might wonder, what impact is it likely to cause across the world and in India? So far, I might have only talked about South America and Asia, but El Nino affects everyone. It has an impact across the globe. We know that El Nino and climate change present risks to nature, people, and infrastructure across the world. These risks will increase with every small increase in warming. Other global trends such as overconsumption, population growth, rapid urbanization, land degradation, and biodiversity loss add to the existing woes. Even though El Nino is never exactly the same twice, it makes certain weather patterns more likely. For instance, in India, El Nino usually encourages a weaker monsoon. The extreme heat might also have more far-reaching consequences on the Indian economy. The finance minister just released its monthly economic review, where it highlighted how the return of El Nino conditions in India could lead to a deficient monsoon rains, lower agricultural output, and higher prices. Higher temperature would mean higher usage of electrical appliances like air conditioners and refrigerators, more electricity used to run motors. And this could result in an electricity shortage across the country. A World Bank report revealed that nearly 75% of India's workforce relies on heat-exposed labor. This means that the rise in temperatures can be directly correlated to a significant dip in labor productivity. The report has also indicated that India may account for 34 million of the projected 80 million global job losses from heat stress associated productivity decline by the year 2023. So now you might ask, how can we be resilient to El Nino and climate change? Hopefully, governments will be able to debate and put into action El Nino-related contingency plans in 2023, thanks to the early warnings offered by climate scientists. The 2023 El Nino may lead to governments pursuing a resilient, sustainable world. In everyday decisions, climate resilience, for instance, would mean developing policies to reduce exposure and vulnerability to climate hazards, cutting back greenhouse gas emissions, and conserving biodiversity. Basically, it means adjusting how we live and work to keep ourselves safe from the impacts of climate change. In disaster-prone areas, climate resilience would include development of more sensitive and far-reaching early warning systems for extreme weather events, creation of emergency electricity power sources, and enhanced public transportation systems. When governments collaborate with citizens, civil society, and educational and scientific institutions and the media, the chances of effective actions improve. Remember, tackling climate change involves everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.